Yudches Mar Cheshvan, Tuesday the 15th of November, Rabbi Shaya Kalinsky, Avoda Meira, Avoda Me'avo.
Okay, good morning. If everyone could have a look at the source sheets that we have prepared, I think there are some up here if you don't have one. We're going to open with the psukim in this past week's parsha at the end of the Akedah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a malach at the last moment, Vayomer al tishlach yadcha el hanar ve'al taslo me'uma. The angel tells Avram not to do anything to Yitzchak, ki ato yadati, ki yirei elokim ato. Now I see that you are a yorei elokim, that you fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then in Pasuk Yudalad, Vayikra Avraham Shem ha-makomo Hashem yireh, asher yamer hayom behar Hashem yireh. Yireh can also mean fear, it also means to be seen. But we see that at this point, Avram was revealed as a yorei Hashem. Till now, Avram was the epitome of chesed. Chesed is connected with ahava. There are two forms of avodas Hashem, as we see in the next Gemara Yerushalmi, where the Yerushalmi brings a contradiction between two psukim. It says, ve'ahavto es Hashem Elokecha, you have to love God. And the next pasuk says, further on, es Hashem Elokecha kira ve'osel tavo, to fear God. Well, what is it? Am I supposed to love God and serve Him out of love? Or am I supposed to fear God and serve Him out of fear? They're not the same thing. So Avram was the epitome of chesed, which is ahava, love. And at the Akedah, where he's being asked to do an unbelievable act, which is contrary to all chesed, he was revealed to be also a yorei Hashem. We're going to see a little bit the interplay between ava and yira and the different levels. So, in the third source, the Maral quotes a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, which quotes a pasuk in Tehillim, "B'mitzvosav chafetz me'od, Ashrei Aish," and it talks about a person who wants God's mitzvos. And the Gemara is medayek, "Amar Rav Elazar b'mitzvosav v'lo bischar mitzvosav." He wants the mitzvos. He's interested in doing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvos. He's not interested in the reward of the mitzvos. Kiditnan, and it brings the Mishnah that really teaches that lesson, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, from Antignos Ish Socho, Al tiyu ka'avorim ha-mishamshin es harav al-menas le-kabel pras. Don't be like servants who serve a master with the intent of getting a reward, but rather you're supposed to be like servants who serve a master without the intention of getting a reward. So what is the problem with serving in order to get reward? Says the Maharal, an important principle in avoda of Hashem, in avoda of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the service of God. Ki im hu oved al menas lekabel pras. When a person serves, gives service with the intent of getting a reward. You go into a restaurant, and the young man or young lady comes over, I'm going to be your waiter or your waitress tonight, and I'm here to serve you. Why are they doing that? Why are they making sure that you have everything you need? Because they're expecting a good tip. So that is certainly avoda al menas lekabel pras. They are serving with the intent of getting a payoff. What's the problem with that? Says the Maral. Ein ze avoda be'etzem el ha'odot. That is not the essence of true service. Service means I'm here to give to the person I'm serving. But if I serve in order to get something back, then in reality my motivation is not focused on the person I'm serving, but it's focused on me. So therefore, says the Maral, that is not avoda be'etzem. It's not the essence of service. Because what is he or she doing? It's rak l'tachlis atzmo hu oved. You're doing it for yourself. L'kabel schar, in order to get reward. Now, is that the way we're supposed to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Well, avoda kazos ru'uya le'eved, this is appropriate service, it's an appropriate way for a servant to serve a human master, shehu oved rabo bosar vadam. Why is that appropriate for me as a human being to serve a human master? Al menas l'kabel pras, with the intent of getting a reward. Mipnei shelo nivro la'odom. I wasn't created in order to serve another human being. So therefore, I'm not required to give that human being the essence of service. V'lefikach, therefore, ha'eved ha'oved es harav lekabel pras. A servant, a human servant, is allowed, and in fact, that's the appropriate way, to serve another human being with the intent of getting a reward, because I wasn't created to serve another human being. There's no requirement that I provide the essence of service. The waiter or waitress in the restaurant wasn't created to serve you. And therefore, if they're serving you, it is not inappropriate for them to expect some kind of a compensation or reward. Aval ha'adam, but the human being, shenivra la'avodu l'shamesh li'yotzro, but the human being that was created with the purpose of serving his creator, al zen nivra, and that was why he was created, ra'ui shetiyeh elav avoda she'avoda be'etzah. It is appropriate then that the service that you provide, which is the purpose for which you were created, that be the essence of service. Lo shetiyeh elav avoda l'tachlis atzma. Not that it should be for your agenda, for yourself, but rather it should be for the purpose of the Creator who created you to serve Him. V'hainu shuhu ovet lo shelo lekabel pras. That's why you are required, the ideal, I shouldn't say required, I should say the ideal is to serve without the intention of reward, because zen nikra avoda be'etza. That is the essence of service. So we have avoda, that I'm doing it simply to serve with no expectation of anything in return. What about avoda mi'yira? What does avoda mi'yira mean? Well, why am I serving out of fear? Because I am afraid that if I don't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I will get punished. It could be that I'm serving in order that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give me health, parnasa, shidduch, children, whatever I am serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. That's also fundamentally avoda mi'yira, because my focus is on myself. I'm either worried that something bad will happen or I won't get something good that I want. So that's about me. It's not about serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the avoda mi'yira. The Maharal doesn't talk about it explicitly here, but we'll see it a little in a few more minutes in another context. So we have these two extremes, avoda me'ava, no expectation of anything, I'm just serving because that's why I was created. And there's avoda mi'yira where I'm worried at what will happen or I'm expecting to get something back. Then says the Maharal in the next section, a big chiddush, something we don't realize when we think about avoda me'ava, and we think about avoda mi'yira, and hopefully we think about it a little bit, and we think, what are our motivations for serving God? So frequently, our motivation is the next one. I'm going to read this. Okay, v'od yesh avoda, there is also another kind of service that is not the essence of service. I'm going to do this straight in the English for the value of time, so we can finish all the sources. But it's a higher level than avoda mi'yira al menas lekabel pras. It's a higher level than serving God with the intent of getting reward. But it's not pure avoda me'ava. And this is service performed by one who loves God because of all the things HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for him. Right? That I call it's a hakaras hatov, bishvil hacheheitiv imo. All the wonderful things God did for me, I want to serve Him in response to that. So says the Maharal, bevadai davar ze yoser. That's certainly a higher level than serving al menas lekabel pras. It's not serving God in order to get reward. It's serving God out of appreciation for all the wonderful things He did. Okay, mikol makom, in the third line in the Hebrew, all right, and in the fifth line in the English, mikol makom ein ze ikar ha'avoda. That's not the essence of service, because if I'm serving God out of appreciation for the good things that He did for me, well, sometimes people have very, very difficult lives. Or the implication is that if God wouldn't have done all those wonderful things for me, I might not be serving Him. And avoda me'ava, says the Maharal, v'kvarid ba'er she'en ze'ikar ha'ahava, in the fourth line in the Hebrew. All right, and it's the fourth to last line at the end. This is not fundamental love Fundamental love means even if a person receives suffering or pain, he does not deviate from his service from God. True love is to give under all circumstances. And I give because I love. And of course we all know the word ahava, ahav, is to give. So if I gave because I appreciate, the implication is that if I wouldn't have gotten what I appreciate, I wouldn't give. That's not pure love. That's not pure avoda me ahava. Alright, the Maharal says that the love that is pure love, this love is never displaced. It's not dependent on any specific thing. Maharal is alluding to the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, called Ahava Hatzluya Vadavar, when love is a function of some external motivation, the love can easily disappear. Alright, and that is pure, true love. So true Ahava is simply to give, simply to serve, because that's what I'm here for. This is really a fundamental component in marriage, in Shalom Bayis. I have a concept called a fair-weathered friend. When the weather is good, I'm your friend. When the going gets tough, when something goes wrong, I'm out of here. Okay? So that's not ikar ha'ahava. That's not the essence of love. The essence of love is to give because I have to give and you need it. And therefore, I want to share it with you. And the truth is, that is really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us with no expectation of anything in return. We're mechuyev back to Him. But He is the essence of giving, the essence of Ahava. So when a person behaves that way, and this is why it's the highest madrega, when a person is oved HaKadosh Baruch Hu me Ahava, when a person gives to another person me Ahava with no expectation of something in return, the ultimate, of course, being chesed shel emes, but even less than that along the way, the person is behaving in a godlike way. He is fulfilling v'halachta v'drachav. He is replicating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give us al menas lekabel pras. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us just to give us out of chesed. So now let's see, there's another place where we find the contrast between ahava and yira. We find it in Avoda. There's Avoda me Ahava in Yira. And hopefully we're not that far after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur so that we forgot that there's also a concept of Tshuva me Ahava and Tshuva me Yira. And that's going to help us focus on these differences. So the Maharal in the last source on the page quotes the Gemara in Yuma, Amar Rami Chama Bar Chanina Gedola Tshuva Shemiviya Refuah Lo'olam, and he brings a Pasuk. Repent, you misbehaving children, I will heal your iniquities. And then they bring a contradiction. Rami Bar Choma, Rami, he brings a contradiction because that pasuk is a contradiction. Misbehaving children outgrow their misbehaving. Famous story with Rabbi Yaakov Kamenevsky, his 3-year-old child was standing, once some guests came and the child was standing on the coffee table and started dancing around in front of the guests on the coffee table, and Rabbi Yaakov didn't do anything. And one of the guests asked him, don't you discipline your child? And he says, not for this. If the child would tell a lie, I would discipline him. Because a 3-year-old who tells a lie and isn't disciplined, when he's 15, he's going to tell lies. But a 3-year-old who's dancing on a table, and I don't discipline him, at 15 he won't be dancing on the table. So I don't have to worry about it. So a misbehaving child, when they grow up, it goes away. It goes by itself, there's nothing left. So if tshuva is considered, after we did the Aveira, tshuva renders us misbehaving children. So basically, it just went away. But er pa meshuvo teichem, but if it says I'm going to heal your iniquities, well, there's a big difference between a person who was very sick and got healed, and somebody who was never sick. Because when you're sick and you get healed, there is residue, something is left over. So the Gemara wants to know, is tshuva something that just makes it like a misbehaving child, it's like there's nothing left? Or no, it was an illness that needed to be healed. Says the Gemara, what's the resolution between those two halves of the pasuk in tshuva? One is tshuva me ahava, okay? Lo kasham, at the end of the second line in the English, and I'm in the beginning of the last of the second line in the English. Lo kasha kan me ahava kan me yira. Tshuva me ahava it renders the Avera like something that a misbehaving child did, and Tshuva Meira, it's healed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu heals it. And then the Gemara continues that there's another pasuk. There's also another pasuk, the last line in the Hebrew, Ki Anochi Ba'alti Bachem, I have ruled over you. And on that the Gemara says, the resolution of that kind of tshuva is tshuva mi yisurin. Some people do tshuva because they, out of love. Some people do tshuva because they're afraid of the punishment. And some people don't do tshuva until God hits them. Till things really get tough. They go bad. Yira is, I'm afraid what will happen if I don't do tshuva. Tshuva mi yisurin means in response to the yisurin, I do tshuva. So those are three levels of tshuva. Okay? So in the next section, the Maral points out that tshuva me'ahava brings immediate response, and it doesn't require any intervention from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because if you listen to the psukim, tshuvu vanim shovavim, erpa meshuvotechet, misbehaving children do tshuva, and I will heal your iniquities. So in the first half, when it's tshuva me'ava, what did God do? Tshuvu banim shovavim, God didn't do anything. Erpa meshuvo sechem, God had to intervene to heal you. God had to do something to erase the sin. Says the Maharal, why? Because ava, where does ava come from? Completely from within you. It's all within you. You have to decide that you want to love, you want to connect, you want to give. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need to do anything when you're motivated by love. Where does the motivation of love come from? Very important point, a very important subtle distinction between Ahava and Yira. Because both Ahava and Yira come from within the human being. And that's going to be the difference with Yisurim. Because Yisurim comes from outside. Ahava and Yira both come from within the person. However, Ahava is completely self-contained and self-generated, whereas Yira, I'm afraid of something outside of me. So therefore it requires, says the Maharal, intervention from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help erase the sin. Yisurim comes from completely outside the person. The person himself isn't doing anything. So Ava and Yira both come from within you, but one is completely self-generated, and one is, I'm doing it because of something out there and I'm deciding to do it. That's the difference, says the Maral, between Ava and Yira. So let's see the last section there. It's the last English section. We're going to still have a Rambam, but it's the Ume'ata in the Hebrew. Ume'ata in Gimel Ba'alei Tshuva. We have three kinds of Ba'alei Tshuva, three categories, says the Maharal of Ba'alei Tshuva. Ha'madregoha elyona biyoser shehem shavim me'ahava. The highest level is that you do tshuva from love. What does it mean to do tshuva from love? We also know, I didn't bring it because of time and space, but there's the famous chiddush of Reish Lakish, that when you do tshuva me'ahava, zdonos naselo ke zachuyos. That when you do tshuva me'ahava, your intentional sins can be inverted into mitzvos. When you do tshuva me'yira, then your intentional sins are converted into shgagos, accidental sins. How could that be? Because ava means I want to be close. It comes simply because I'm distant and I want to be close. So since the sin created the distance, tshuva me'ava is what brought you close. Tshuva me'yira, I didn't realize when I did it, I didn't think of all the consequences. So now I'm a little smarter, so it renders the sin me'yira. But what the Maral says, and the chiddush is that ava has to be completely self-generated. The moment you are loving somebody in order, it's not pure love. That's what the Maral said earlier. And it's a very high madrega. We'll see in the Rambam in a minute. The idea that I am going to love simply from within myself. The famous Hasidic story, joke, about one chassid walks into the room, sees another, his friend, really devouring a piece of fish with gusto. And he overhears his friend Oh, there's fish. It's delicious fish. I love fish. So the chassid says, if you love the fish, why are you eating it? Okay? The answer is, of course, he doesn't love the fish. He loves himself, and the fish makes him feel good. So that's not love. Right? That's him. True love is the giving. It's Rav Dessler's famous section in Kuntres HaChesed. The way we're used to thinking of is that when I love somebody, I'll give to them. And Rav Dessler says it's backwards. You've got it backwards. When you give, that creates love. Everybody has heard this, and it really doesn't make any sense, because it's a circle. Why would I give to somebody that I don't love? What's going to motivate the giving? I understand that I give to somebody that I love, because if I love them, I'm motivated to give. But if I don't yet love them, what could motivate me to give? How do I get it started? Rav Dessler doesn't talk about it, although he alludes to it. But the answer is buried, I think, in the first Maharal that we saw. You give because you have it to give, and you want to behave like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the motivation. The motivation is to be godlike. To be the halachta bidrachav. That I want to be giving because I have the tzelem elokim, I have the potential to replicate, to imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and whatever resources He gave me, I want to share them with others, with anybody else who needs them, because that's a godlike way. Now, we'll just add at this point, because a person has to not make a mistake and think, if I just give, 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 well, eventually I'll have nothing left. And therefore, we have to also quote the Mishnah when we talk about this. We have to quote the Pasuk in Mishlei. Gomel nafsho, ish chesed. A person who bestows on himself, he's also a person of kindness. Because if all you do is give, and you don't worry about giving yourself, then you will run out of resources. The Medrash on that Pasuk talks about Hillel. Every day after the Beis Medrash, he used to run out quickly from the Beis Medrash. And the Talmidim asked him, where are you going? So one day he says, Hachnasas Orchid. Fine, stay. Fine. He has a guest at home, he's running to do Hachnasas Orchid. It's a wonderful mitzvah. The next day he's running out of the Beis Medrash. Where's Hillel going? Hachnasas Orchid. It's a little strange to know. And the third day, where's Hillel running out of the Beis Medrash? Hachnasas Orchid. So then they couldn't, wait a minute, what's going on? Every day you have guests. And he points to himself and he says, this body is a guest in this world. Okay? Or the neshama is a guest in the body. I have to take care of it. If you don't have the resources, then you can't give. But the motivation for acquiring those resources is so that I can give more. That's Rav Dessler's chiddush, that a person has to always be givers. We always have to be givers and not takers. But of course, if everybody's a giver and nobody's a taker, then there's nobody to give to. Says Rav Dessler, there's a difference between a taker and a receiver. I can be a receiver without being a taker. The purpose of receiving is so that I can now give even more. That's ahava, it's completely self-motivated. So we have three levels. That's the highest level, says the Maharal back inside. The Maharal, the highest level is ahava, and then the next level is that they do tshuva machmas, yiras min Hashem yitbarach, we're afraid. Once you get into fear, you're already worried about yourself. That's already focused on you. And then the lowest level, says the Maharal, is miyisurim. You are in pain. So let's see the Rambam for the last couple of minutes to see how the Rambam summarizes this. Al yomar odem areini osem mitzvos ha-Torah ve-osek b'chochmoso kedei shekabel kol ha-brochos ha-ksuvos bo. Person's not just supposed to say, oh, the Torah, these mitzvot, they're so wonderful, I'm going to do the mitzvot so that I can get the blessings and I can get the reward and I'll have a wonderful life. Okay, either a wonderful life in this world or a wonderful life in the next world. And I'm going to separate from the Averos, Kidei She'enatzel min HaKlolos, in order that I should avoid the curses and the punishments. Says the Rambam, Ein Roi Lavodes Hashem al Derech Hazeh. It's not really appropriate to serve God that way. Because, says the Rambam, that's not really serving God. That's really serving you. Okay? And he said, the Rambam says, of course, we may have to start that way. And we need certain motivations to get started. But the highest level, and as a person grows in their avoda, they are supposed to reach the level where they're only serving. Ad she'tarved da'atan v'yavdu me'av. The Rambam says it's a high level of understanding to be able to serve God me'ava. And says the Rambam in Halacha Beis, Oved me'ava oseik b'Torah u'mitzvos v'holach b'nesivos ha'chachma. A person who's serving out of ava, why does he do all of these things? Lo mipnei davar ba'olam, not because of any external motivation, and not because of any fear, and not that he should have a nice, comfortable life, but he's oseh ha'emes mipnei shehu emes. It's truth, and I want to connect to truth. And then, of course, the good will come. But that's a byproduct. It's a natural consequence rather than a motivation. And that's the true avodah me'ava. And then just the Rambam in a very, very poetic almost halacha in halacha gimel, he describes this love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ketzad hi ava hareuya. What is the appropriate love? Yehaves Hashem ava gedola yeseira oza ma'od. This overpowering love, and he compares it to the love of a woman where all you can think about, you're completely consumed. And says the Rambam, that's the way we're supposed to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To be completely consumed by our love, by our thinking, by our devotion, by our caring, by our interest. Says the Rambam, that's the highest level where we fulfill the Ahavtas Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcho b'chol nafshecha, where we're all completely consumed. We'll just add one last thing in the last minute. If you go back to the front first page, you have the Yerushalmi. We talk about Ava, and yet there's a requirement of serving both from love and from fear. The Pasuk said, v'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha, but it also said, as Hashem Elokecha, tira. We need both. I'm in the second source, the Yerushalmi. The end of the Yerushalmi, asei me'ava v'asei me'yira. A person has to serve God out of love and out of fear. Because asei me'ava, why do I have to have love? And what's wrong with only fear? She'im bata lisno dashes she'ata ohev. Sometimes fear chokes us. It pressures us. Fear is pressure. And sometimes when you get, somebody's always pressuring you to do something, you start hating them. It creates a negative reaction. So if we don't have love of God, but we only have the fear, we're only afraid of the punishment, eventually we're going to start hating, chas v'chalila, hating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there has to be an element of love. You can't just have your avodas Hashem out of fear. What's wrong with only love? I say miyira, but you also have to have the fear. Shein bata liva'et ein yare mevayit. You know, sometimes when you love, you can take it easy. Okay, so it's no big deal. So I don't have to do this today. We're friends. We're good friends. Everybody's, you know, is mochel, everybody forgives. So we could sometimes become lax in our service because we're just lovey-dovey, so to speak, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there has to be an element of fear. A person has to realize, the Rambam talks about this also, that when we're serving God, we have to know who we're serving. There has to be yira. The ultimate service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is avodah me'ava, avodah me'yira. But as the Maral says, the essence of service is devotion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not focused on myself. Right.